So against Army, you didn't really establish much in the paint, you or Nico, and Coach Jones was pretty frustrated with that after the game, and tonight you obviously had a great game. Was it a point of emphasis for you to kind of really like assert yourself in there today, especially because Navy is not that big in certain areas down low?
Yeah, we emphasized it a lot. My coaches got on me last game about it. I was pretty bad in the post. I was really bad in the post, actually, defensively and offensively. So today I took a big stride in like trying to pride myself on that. I think Coach Al was really like big with that this week. He got on my ass quite a bit. Kept telling me I had bad practices this week, so I wanted to prove him wrong some retrospect. But yeah, I think that was a big part of our game today. Why we won is because we were so good in the paint.
Yeah, Otto. You won 75% from the field today. You've kind of talked to me before about, you know, I got to be better on not missing the bunnies, not missing the gimmies inside. How did you feel like you kind of like respond to that goal that you've set of yours to kind of not miss the easy ones and, you know, going 6-for-8?
You know, I've switched up my routine before practice recently. I had my first bad game versus Army, and I had like 0 points, and I was like, okay, I missed like 9 bunnies this game. And so I switched my routine completely, and now I'm pretty more consistent now, and I've been working, like, doing, like, Mike-ins, which sounds crazy, but it's the most useful drill in the world, and I think it's helped my finishing a ton.
Otto, when you score the, like, 3 makes in, like, the first minute like you did, does that just get you more fired up and get you to buy in more defensively to start the game?
Because you
seemed animated on the defensive end after those first 3 makes.
Yeah, I was really into it pretty quickly today, which is, I think, typically a bad thing if you're playing against me. So that was awesome. I sort of got into it. I started talking a lot, which is something I don't usually do. So that was a big aspect to that. I just sort of wanted to get after it. Al told me I need to start getting back to that sort of freak Dennis Rodman sort of way, and I think I did a pretty good job today with that.
This isn't about the game today, but I haven't had a chance to ask you this yet. You know, with all the social media stuff and all, like, you have kids waiting for you to sign your autograph and stuff, do you think that that's affected your play in the court in any way? Is there any kind of added pressure there?
You know, I think at the beginning it really was probably the biggest time that social media, like, really affected me, because I was not used to so many eyes on me, which is crazy. Like, 400,000 people following you it's still crazy to think about. But now recently I've just sort of not realized the amount of attention I truly have. I've just become a normal guy that has a bunch of followers online, which is sort of weird to say, but I'm pretty typical everyday Joe, and so I think that sort of put me in a better sense.
I believe your mom was here today.
She was actually here today.
Just talk about that and what it means to you.
You know, I live in San Diego, so that's a long trip. So her coming out was awesome, and I think subsequently I play better when she's here. I the last time she was here we played Bryant, and that was like my best game I think I had all year. So I think she's just my good luck charm at this point. She's gonna have to come to a few more games.
So kind of going back to, you know, obviously I don't want to take away from you do awesome stuff outside of the court, but back on the court, I mean, you mentioned how Army was a bad game for you last time out, and like you've had kind of these ups and downs as like most of the team has had. And Coach Jones was talking about consistency and trying to establish that as we get to the final stretch. What can you do personally to try to be more consistent when it comes to your game?
I think the biggest part about it is matching physicality. I think I got punched in the mouth pretty quickly versus Army. Abe Johnson's like 255 pounds, 6'10". He's a big guy. So I think I need to establish how physical I play with that, and how I can be a better basketball player playing them. You play big guys, like, that's just going to happen. Like, I'm an undersized big in this conference technically, so I just need to be more aggressive.
Kyron, you had a pretty big shooting slump there in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Shooting a lot of threes, and they just weren't falling for you, and you've been attacking the paint a lot more recently, and you obviously played a lot better. Can you talk about, like, the confidence that it takes to kind of attack the paint? Like, is that something that's harder than just shooting threes, and how did you kind of get yourself to attack the paint more?
Yeah, I think it's more of a mindset, because, I mean, when it comes to shooting threes, like, anybody can shoot threes. Like, you can't really stop somebody from shooting a three. But I think just being more mentally, like, locked in and knowing, like, we need points in the paint. I mean, we need to put pressure on the hoop. That encouraged me to get to the paint more.
Kai, tying your career high, second game in three that he scored 19 points, kind of picking up some of the offensive slump from the rest of the team. Yeah, I mean, great offensive output for
you.
do you feel like you're starting to kind of build some confidence these last few games that you can hopefully ride until the end of the season? Because, I mean, Coach Jones is looking for you to be a big part of the offense.
I do think that. I think I'm learning the game more, learning the college game more. I know last game was a rough game, and I wanted to bounce back, so I really came, like, dialed in. But I think as the game's going, I'm getting more comfortable and understanding the game better to execute.
And kind of follow up to that, I mean, same question that I asked Otto, what do you think you can do personally to kind of be more consistent as the team, again, once again, is going to need you to perform in the last few games of the season?
I think just paying attention to detail and being more, like, communicating more with my teammates, just really locking in and coming day by day, working hard. That's what leads to consistency.
Kai, Otto touched on how his mom was here right behind me. I'm pretty sure members of your family were there. Was it your family?
It was not my family, but they are like my family.
Okay, so it was nice to play in front of them and be fired up. And then my other question is kind of how do you think your switchability and length enables you to really switch anywhere and be a tenacious defender the way that you have been?
Yeah, because for me, I don't feel like any matchup is a mismatch, whether it's the point guard, whether it's the five. Mm-hmm. I think I match up pretty well with anybody in the league. I think I can hold my own, so I think it's good to have that versatility where we can, like, switch sometimes, not switch, and keep the offense guessing. So I think we use it to our advantage.
And then do you have a position 1-4 that, like, I know that different guys have different play styles, but is there one of those four positions that kind of stands out more confidence-wise defensively, or is it you can truly guard all four and you think that way?
Honestly, I want to say there's a specific position. Obviously, for most of the season, I've been playing, like, mostly at the three. Mm-hmm. So I'm most comfortable because of that. So for right now, I'll probably say the three just because that's what I'm used to most of the time. Yeah. But I want to say, like, a set position where I'm more confident than one.
And then Coach was touching on how he kind of sees you as, like, an all-around player that can do a lot of things. Do you see yourself as that too? And then if you do, like, is there kind of added challenge thing that you have to kind of do everything for a team instead of just doing one thing?
No, definitely. I definitely see myself as an all-around player. And I don't think it's an added challenge because – on a night where I have a rough shooting night, I could do it with something else. So that takes the pressure off me to, like, oh, I got to make shots to play to have a good game. I could pass, I could defend. So when one of those areas are lacking, I can make it up in another area. So I actually think it's less pressure.
So do you think that helped you along the shooting slump to kind of just stay the course, not having to worry about?
Because when I went through my shooting slump, I mean, it was tough, but I mean, because I was in such a shooting slump, then I was more motivated to get to the hoop, get some easy baskets, get to the free throw line, and then it kind of changed my game, and then just like that, now I'm hitting shots. So it worked out.
So freshman year, you're now consistently starting, you've had ups and downs. Coach called you the standout player today, so what's it mean for your confidence to just kind of get some consecutive run of games where you're really playing well, and how can you carry that through the rest of the season?
I mean, as a basketball player, it's very important, especially like having the coaching staff behind you, my teammates are behind me. Just knowing, like, I could build, even the games where I have a rough game, they're still, like, encouraging me to do better. Even the games when I do play well, it's like, you still got more to do. So I think it's just good as a basketball player to be uplifted and to be at the most confidence.
Yeah, and to kind of go off that, I don't know if you knew, but you had 2 offensive rebounds today. You led the team in defensive rebounds.
Yeah.
And you've kind of already touched on how you can see yourself as a two-way player. When you kind of, I guess, put a lot of effort in being better at, you know, offense and then rebounds and then steals, it's I feel like it would be kind of tough for a player to manage. What do you think right now at this point in the season is your biggest area of improvement that you can make? Kind of a self-reflection question.
Biggest area of improvement? Probably being more consistent. I think on a few possessions, like on the ball, I lapse every once in a while. And I think trying to cut out those mistakes where it's like 100% of the times I'm good, or 99% instead of like 90 or 85. So just being more consistent, I would say, like on the ball defensively.
And last question for me, kind of a follow-up, not necessarily related, but yeah, you had a really tough and one towards the end of the game where you went up and under on two players, cut through hard on the baseline. Can you just kind of walk me through that, what you saw, what you felt after you made the shot?
Yeah, so I got the ball. I knew I hadn't gone baseline for, I think, the whole game. So I told myself, he stepped through. I'm like, this is my time. I take it, I rip, and I go. And I was actually going to dunk it, but he stepped over. And I was like, and my body just took me to the up and under, and I scored it.
Yeah,
Last one for me. You guys have obviously really struggled to win multiple games in a row this year.
Yeah.
You're kind of back to the win, and now you're going midweek.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is there anything that you attribute that to? Is there any kind of explanation you have for the reason you can't win multiple games in a row? Do you think it's kind of just you've been unlucky? Like, as a player, what's your kind of view on that?
I think it's a bit of both. I think we've been unlucky, and I think, like, probably mentally we haven't been, like, strong enough to prepare and, like, keep the momentum going. Sometimes you have mental lapses as a team that causes us to lose attention to detail, and then that's how you lose a game. You lose two. And then we lock in again, and we win one. We win two.
Yeah.
It's just staying focused, like, all throughout the season. What's that?
Kind of my last one, too. I think so your second three was the transition one where it was a bad pass.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just pure, like, you're feeling yourself rhythm? You can just casually pull that back and – because that seemed like a pure...
I was going to shoot it moment.
Oh, yeah. That was a... I'm trying to come up with what the term is, but it's like muscle memory.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ran the lane, and I realized Michael's coming down the court. I'm like, I'm going to space, get to the corner. And in my head, I was saying, if he throws me, I'll shoot it. So, he ends up throwing it, and it's a little to the right, to the bottom. So, I bend down, I take it up, and I still felt good. So, I'm like, why not let it go? And it went in.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Appreciate it.